Hello, Lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to the Lifebook Member Podcast for Emotional Month 2020. Loving Emotional Month, we have some incredible content coming at you. I hope you're having a lovely time crafting your life vision as we dive deep into the emotional category. Today, we have a Member of the Month interview. Very excited to have a member on the line who just released a book all about emotions. Heidi Tyler is with us today. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Jordan. Really lovely to talk to you.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the show. And congratulations on finally releasing your book, All About Emotions. I know you've been working on this for a long time. And I see you in the groups working hard. So congratulations. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your brand new book?
Okay. Do you want me to give you a bit of background on myself first?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm Heidi, and I was born in London, England. And I've got a husband who I've been married to 30 years this year, and a daughter of 23. Started out of life with a bit of a bump. I actually fell off a sideboard and fractured my skull at the age of 18 months, but that's another story. And then after that, had a lifetime of challenges. I don't think it was because of the bump, but there you go. I had an education. I don't believe it was a particularly good one. and a lot of people will resonate with me on that, I'm sure. I left school at 16 and went straight out to work. That was what was expected of me back then. I worked in an office and then worked my way up in a corporate career, and I loved it for many years, and I was good at it. I learned and grew throughout my career. I did a lot of personal development for my own roles and also for the global teams that worked for me during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2008-09, I started to become very ill. I kept on pushing myself forward because my illness basically grinded me to a halt physically and mentally, and I medically retired age 54, and that was at the end of 2014.
Mm.
I was in incredible pain all the time. I was taking 16 tramadols and paracetamols every day.
Oh my gosh.
I was diabetic and had chronic fibromyalgia. I was also significantly overweight.
Oh no.
And I mean significantly, and I don't mind sharing that part of the story. Mm-hmm. I was over 17 stone.
Mm.
Had severe memory problems. I couldn't recall things just from minutes before. And I was so worried about that I went and got myself tested because I thought I might have Alzheimer's or dementia.
Wow.
But I haven't, and I didn't. But I did get a letter from the hospital, funnily enough, that said I'd got a defective memory recall, which I thought, isn't that why I came to see you? So they told me what I already knew, but didn't give me any solutions, sadly. So
wow.
I took early retirement, age 54. I fell into my illness, and I think there'll be lots of others that might resonate with that. You just think, this is it. This is going to be the rest of my life.
Right.
And my day-to-day process, thought process, was a future of disability. I even expected and thought that literally within months I was going to be in a mobility scooter and deteriorating.
Oh, no.
So that's where I was.
Yeah. That's the low. Now let's get out of that low. How did you find Lifebook?
Okay, absolutely. Well, I knew I had to do something, and I had a loving husband and daughter, but I was bored, and I felt my life was meaningless, and I had no purpose. And then I also hated the fact that I was diabetic. It was like I was copying in the footsteps of my own mother and my own grandmother and other relatives. So I knew I had to do something, and I found a diet program, doesn't matter which one particularly, and that got me on a course of improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to carry on learning and growing and getting better. I just had no idea how, but I just knew that that's what I needed to do. And then MindBuddy popped up on my computer.
Mm.
And the first one that popped up was actually Jim Quick's Superbrain. And
nice.
I thought, oh, light bulb moment. I've got a memory problem.
Perfect
here.
For you. Yeah, exactly.
So that kickstarted my journey. And I started that in late July in 2018. And that took me on to Vishen Lakhiani's six-phase meditation.
Nice.
And that took me on the journey of forgiveness and gratitude. And nothing can underestimate the power of that meditation.
Oh, I love that.
And then came Lifebook Quest, which
nice.
I think is now called Lifebook Light. And that was in September 2018. And oh my goodness, that was the beginning of the journey that totally transformed my entire life.
That's so incredible. That's a really, really sweet journey.
Yeah.
And a couple of things pop to mind that I'd like to touch on. First of all, it seems like there was so much, I mean, it is emotional month. There was so much emotion wrapped up when it came to your health. I think it's really interesting. I think I bring this up on the Joel Wade episode, but we make these dividing lines in our life when it comes to health. Like, everyone understands your physical health. A certain amount of people are conscious enough to see like mental health and emotional health and spiritual health, but they really all exist on a continuum. There are no dividing lines. Like, feeling good, eating good, doing good things for other people, that's all part of like a healthy life. So when you were saying that you had all these problems and then you followed that up with, you know, I had no purpose, it's incredible how much emotions or something like a purpose can play into our physical health, right? I don't think we appreciate that fully.
It plays into every part of your life. It's like a scene that runs through every, you know, if we take life for categories, it's a scene that runs through every single one of those categories.
So true.
And if the emotion is being affected by other things, and because later on we'll get onto the book and why that was, but my emotional well-being because of my health was at rock bottom. And my health was at rock bottom because of my emotions. So it becomes circular.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly
stay
right.
Stay in this pool of going nowhere.
Right. So I think that we need to look for a holistic solution. And not a lot of people offer that.
Absolutely. My health and fitness category took me on the whole new ring of freeing myself of illness.
Nice.
And which, by the way, I've done that. And I must give a huge thank you to some other elements that came into that category.
Oh, please.
Which I wouldn't start looking at. And one of them was Donna Eden's Energy Medicine.
Nice.
That was a life changer for me. That actually got rid of the fibromyalgia from my body.
Wow.
And I'm also completely free of all medication. So thank you for, you know, bringing that point around emotion and health and fitness, because that changed dramatically. But I also then went on to do life online, and that was because I wanted to learn more. I was hooked.
Yeah, totally.
And my switch had been flipped, and I've kept on going.
I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Before we get to the book, though, I want to ask you, what do you consider your biggest breakthrough during any of your life book experiences, really? But what would you say is the number one breakthrough?
Okay. Well, I can remember being on early calls with John and Missy, and the penny just dropped. I'd spent years working in business, creating goals, milestones, taking action to deliver million-pound projects, global ones, and yet here I wasn't managing my own life.
Right.
I'd managed half of my life, which was my career, but that had been at the expense of everything else. And career was one of my strongest categories, but I realised I needed to apply the same focus that I knew how to do and was damn good at in the past into the other 11 categories in my life.
Huge breakthrough.
I woke up at last.
That is a huge breakthrough. That's absolutely right. And I think that we excel and stick to the categories that we kind of appreciate and do well at, you know?
Don't we? Stick to what you know, what you're good at, and don't worry about anything else.
Yeah, that's the human way. But if you kind of push through that uncomfortableness and, like you said, expand it holistically, it really does. It really is a game changer. How did that affect your emotional life? What did your emotional category look like before going through life book and then after?
Well, before my, I've got years of baggage of emotions.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think years we all do. Of baggage. But as I went through each category within life book, and I'll come back circular in a minute to your question, I realized how much of my past was affecting each and every category. Had a great career, not necessarily because it was the right one, but because it had been expected of me, and it's what had my dad had done, and I just copied what my dad had done.
Sure.
Work hard, work long hours, and that's your life. My financial, emotional, love relationship, health events, all 12 categories, or let's say 13 actually, have been impacted and limited by my past, because I'd carried with me all of that emotional baggage for years. And in the emotions category, John simply mentioned the word recipe. I've created recipes to manage my emotions, or I could create recipes. And recipes I've been good at in the past. But this was a new type of recipe. This was something different. I could do the food stuff. I was good at that. That's why I'd ended up 17 stone, to be honest. But this was something new and different. And it's funny, but I've had difficulty working out what my career life would be because I was retired and I didn't have a career. And I knew I wanted to help others, but I didn't know what. And then the penny dropped. I needed to learn, understand my emotions, work through what I was doing successfully to overcome and manage them, and then I'd be able to help others do the same. I've had the lifetime of helping others through my life, and that's all permeates through my book. But I could do so again. So as I went through each of the life book categories, I was also working through the emotions from my past. And over the weeks and months, I worked through my entire life.
Right.
Chapter. I understood what has happened, why it has happened, what the emotions were that I'd felt, why I'd had them, and how they'd impacted my life.
Jeez.
And then how I was going to change that to create my 12 category smart life and result in stepping to my life vision. And at the end of my doing that, at the end of the weeks of doing Life Book Online, my husband said to me towards the end of that, "You've changed and I like it." Hmm. And I had changed and I liked it too, because I transformed my life in every single category.
That's really sweet.
Here I was using powerful practices that I've quite literally transformed my life. And I decided I wanted to help thousands of other people do exactly the same. And my life vision right back at the beginning, in fact, during Quest, Life Book Light, was help others to learn, grow, and flourish. And now I had a way to do that.
That's so powerful. That's really, really great. And it's interesting, like you said, because a lot of people, when they get into the process, they have like a backlog of work to do, right? Just kind of like what you said.
Yeah.
Like when you have that elevated level of consciousness, suddenly you're like, oh, I need to rethink all these things in my life. And that clarity is always so, so beneficial. No matter where you are, clarity is beneficial.
Yeah, understand what's happened and why, but look at it almost from a distance. It's a little bit like stepping away from it and saying, okay, I'm looking on at somebody else. If that's a way that helps people to do it.
Yes.
I did that at times. My meditation at times was incredibly hard, because I would be meditating, again, using Vision's 6 days, and I'd be doing the forgiveness piece. And I'd have faces coming back into my mind of who I needed to forgive.
Wow.
And sometimes I'd be looking at them saying, no, I can't forgive you right now, and be in floods of tears. And I'd have to push that face to the back of my mind thinking, no, I can't touch you right now. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did all the simple ones.
Right.
Really, the guy that cut me up on the motorway, and the person in the shop that really upset me or aggravated me that day. And I'd do all of those ones. They were really, really simple. And it's then gradually the point where you get the harder ones and the harder ones and the harder ones. And I had actually had one piece of the jigsaw left, which none of the meditation touched, and going back to the past and reliving it and reworking through it and trying to make sense of it, I just couldn't shift it. And that was when Lion Goodman came in to become my savior.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, that's great. A lot of people need that boost, and it's great that Lion helped you get there. That's awesome.
Yes.
I think that we're going to feature him shortly, by the way, because a lot of people were asking. We did all last year with the clearings.
Oh, I do hope so.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're going to have him on for spiritual, maybe. We'll figure it out. But that's great, Heidi. That's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing all that and being so open. So this new book of yours, Emotional Recipes, tell me about it. Tell me what the listeners can expect from it and how you're trying to, you know, reshape people's view of their emotions with it.
Okay. The book is called A Mixture of Feelings, Recipes to Manage Your Emotions. And it's a book of four parts. Part one, which is all about the chapters of my own life. So I tell the stories of things that happened over the years. And yes, it's raw. I've said it how I felt it. And the things that have impacted and affected my life in such a negative way.
Mm.
Part two goes into the powerful practices that I've learned and applied through Mind Rally, through Life Book, through the other elements that came in and played their significant part. And every single one of those had a huge impact. And then part three has got some defined recipe cards for a number of emotions and feelings that we experience. The directions for managing them are based on research that I've done, also with input from Life Book contributors, which has been absolutely invaluable, because that's enriched the book so much.
Nice.
There's instructions on how to create your own recipe cards using templates or creating them from scratch. There's currently a list of 45 different directions to select from. So if you create a recipe for joy and happiness, there might be four of the directions that you particularly resonate with.
That's
and they
awesome.
Would come up with your recipe. It's pick and choose. And but equally, the list is for readers that they can add their own. And I'd love to have contributions from people for book number two. And then part four contains emotional journals and recipe cards from fellow lifebookers who've all been so incredibly kind and engaging. And they cover a range of emotions and, of course, their unique recipes.
That's great. So you get to get the reading in, the education in, and then there's like a workbook section where you can do your own stuff, and then also examples. Lots of that's really cool. That's a wide variety of resources. I like that.
Yes, yes, there is. And I'm hoping to put some of the templates up on my website. Just not done yet, but work in progress.
Nice, absolutely. I know you got Joel Wade involved for a recipe in there, so that's really cool that people contributed different methods. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So a mixture of feelings. Where can people find this book?
Well, the actual book itself is on my website. It's also on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
The whole point about the book is, you know, balancing emotions and the messages and remaining in control. So, and we all need to experience emotion. It's part of our everyday life. And understanding, accepting you had an emotion has to come first. And knowing what the emotion is, where it's come from, and having a clear strategy for managing it is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give just five key points here.
Oh, please, yeah.
First, capture your thoughts. Be conscious of them. Write them in a journal. Have a set of recipes which you can use regularly to help you manage any situation that arises in your life. Because the more you practice that, the easier it gets. Practice positive recipes, such as joy and happiness every day, and make them part of your daily routine. If a recipe doesn't quite hit the mark, tweak it until it does. And then share your stories and recipes. And actually, I'd like to hear from people because I want to create a book that's purely people's stories and their emotional recipes to help others. Because the key point here is our thoughts turn into emotions which lead to our decisions, and that creates our actions and determines our results. So the more positive thoughts you have, the better your emotions will be. And it will lead you to making positive decisions, taking the right actions, and creating amazing results. Ultimately, your life vision.
Powerful stuff. I love that. And yeah, that's absolutely right. I think it was Jim Quick or someone on the podcast who was like, we keep saying, how do we change these results? How do we change these results? But we need to be looking 2, 3, 4 steps behind that.
You've got to go right back to the first one, which is the very thought in the first place.
Yeah, precisely. That's exactly right. I would love to have you share some of your favorite recipes, maybe one or two, if you'd like to share on air with the listeners. That would be great.
I'd love to. I can honestly say I don't have any favorites, just to be clear. I don't do favorites. but each one of them came to me for the right reason. Some came to me and I realized I needed to expand the scope of the recipe cards in the book. And actually, yours is one of those, Jordan. So I will give you a shout out and a call out here.
Thanks.
Because you sent me an emotional journal for temptation.
Yep.
And I didn't have anything in the book at that point for that. But out of that, I created the recipe card for desire.
Ah.
And that enhanced the book, because it suddenly added an extra step of value.
Nice.
It also, I have to say, it springs to mind when I get a craving. I don't follow your recipe, but your recipe card comes up in my head. I think, oh no, Jordan wouldn't do that. No, I better not do that either. And it's just hilarious.
hey, I came up with the recipe. That doesn't mean I always follow it either. I'm definitely an indulger myself. No, I was happy to contribute, Heidi. Honestly, the emotional category isn't my strongest, but like you, I've talked to enough, you know, great therapists and thought leaders to have some input on this. But you're right. That doesn't mean that necessarily you're following these all the time and you're always, you know, batting 1,000. That's a good point.
But of course, the other point is your recipe for desire and temptation won't be the same as my recipe. And
True. That's
what makes it so beautiful. But the fact that you've got a recipe for it means it's something that you can apply. And if you don't achieve it, that's equally fine. But your mind will naturally go back and think, I didn't follow my own recipe there.
Yeah, that's
because
exactly
it
right.
Stay there. It's a visual, and as Jim Quick says, if you can visualize something and make it into something humorous or amusing or funny, memorable, then it stays.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly
just
right.
Having that recipe in your mind, it stays. I just got the vision of yours all the time. But the story that specifically comes to my mind often, and I'm going to have to apologize if I pronounce their name incorrectly, was from Abhi Priya Pawar. He sent me 3 different emotion journals, but actually they were all part of one same story.
Ooh.
And that story touched my heart so strongly, it took me days and days to create the recipe cards and the book for it, because I'd often actually result to being in tears. It was that emotional.
That's powerful.
Drawn everything I'd been learning throughout my whole life book journey just to be able to create those cards. And as I say, it just touched my heart. So for anybody that does read the book and reads that story, I actually hope it touches your heart too, because that's what it's there for, is to show people that no matter what's happened in your life, you can find your recipe and journey something better.
Oh, what was this recipe for? Was this for, sounds like it was probably something about persevering or finding happiness through struggle?
It's most certainly struggle. Most certainly struggle. It started out as love. It went into grief, sadness, and then had come through into forgiveness.
Oh.
And incredibly moving story. And it just makes you appreciate, you know, we've all got our stories. Every single one of us have got things that have happened in the past that have caused us emotional turmoil, angst, anger, and actually finding the gift that helps you come out to something positive and take you on that journey forward to help you grow and build as an individual needs to be shared with so many more people in this world. There are thousands of people I'd like this to help. Well, millions, because, you know, whatever the population of the world is, how many of those are managing emotions?
Yeah.
Probably all of them.
All of them, 100%.
There might be some that don't have emotion, and that is equally a valid point. Not everybody has emotion, but equally that's something that can be created a recipe for as well. Maybe that's book two, I don't know.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, I would love for you to share something from the book about, I don't know, is there a recipe you can share about happiness or anything that you have on hand?
Drawing happiness, there's lots of things that go into drawing happiness, of course, and every one of us will experience that differently. But the ingredients for drawing happiness are enjoyment, satisfaction, and pleasure.
Ah.
And our shopping list, if you like, putting it into recipe context, is things including cheerfulness, amusement, ecstasy, euphoria, bliss, elation, delight, jubilation, zest, enthusiasm, excitement, exhilaration, thrill, all of those, you know, and there's several other words as well. The directions in the recipe card itself is first smile, because it's just magical. Smile at every person that you meet in the street. You won't get a smile back with every single one of them, but you'll get a lot more smiles than you would have done had you not done it in the first place. And actually, that's a really fantastic random act of kindness.
Oh.
Smile. Add on to that, hi, how are you, or good morning, adds a bit more value. And then focusing on positive energy. Elevate your energy to positive and be positive in your thinking. It goes back to what I said before, which is it all starts with the thought in your mind. So elevate that to positive. Keep rewriting whatever the brawls are that you've got in your head, the baggage that's in the past. Rewrite that into positive statements. Whatever your beliefs are, write them down and then rewrite them. And do what makes you happy. The list for that is endless. And there's quite a long list in the book in the set of directions. It could be going out for a walk. It could be having a conversation with a friend. It could be reading a good book. It could be snuggling up on the sofa with somebody you love, with a child, a relative, a friend. The list is endless, but do whatever makes you happy and make sure that you're incorporating that into your day if you can. And have time for reflection, reflecting on things that have happened, how you felt, why you felt that way. Reflection just helps you to make sense of it. Brighten someone's day, and that could be go and see somebody that you haven't seen for a long time, get in contact with somebody. Interesting enough, I've done just that. I've contacted somebody that used to work for me before I medically retired, and my husband and I are going to see her and her husband and family next week.
Oh, that's great.
Right, and someone was blown away by the fact that I contacted her. So, and the next one on the list is see the good in people. And I know we're living in a world that's so negative and derisory and frightening at times, to be honest, but see the good in everybody, because actually everybody has got some good. And the more you spend time trying to find, even if it's just that tiny little molecule, of something that they did that was nice or something they said, you think, okay, I agree with that. Then that's something good about them. And embody all the positive and empowering feelings. Meditation, absolutely crucial for me every day. And that's how I elevate myself to the positive every morning without fail.
Meditation
and journaling. That was my last one. And journaling is something that I started when I started right back at the beginning with Jim Quick and Superbrain. That's where my journaling started. And every day I capture my emotions for the day. And one of my 12 sacred choices is not to have any negative emotions.
Nice. That's a powerful combination.
That is powerful. And no, I don't always hit it. But you know what? I go weeks and weeks and weeks without a negative thought. I occasionally get one crop up and then I do my journaling. Why did that crop up? What happened? Let's take that backwards. Okay, let's rethink that. What have I got to do starting from tomorrow as part of my character life that says, what am I going to do that's now going to stop that keep cropping up? Because I need to make a change somewhere.
You've got some incredible tools and resources at your disposal. I love to see someone like you utilizing them so effectively. But I wanted to jump back. Something you said. You talked about the recipe, what makes up happiness and enjoyment, satisfaction, pleasure. It's really important to get clear on the vocabulary of life, because those are wildly different things and you approach them differently, but they all do add up to like an overall happiness. Like, I think we can all focus on pleasure. That's an easy one. But something like satisfaction, that's a different animal. And if you kind of steer your mind and your energetic pathway towards satisfaction or cultivating meaningful relationships or cultivating, quote, random relationships, like you said, when you were reaching back out to someone, like, you know, just really connecting on those levels, that can be a game changer.
Because we all think, you know, everyone thinks, oh, it must be jolly because I'm joy and happiness. I've got to be this sort of buzzing individual. But actually, you can just simply be satisfied.
Right.
And that is, that's still joy and happiness. It looks and feels different.
So that's exactly
there's
right.
There's some days I go out and do new, thrilling, exciting things like steampunk events. Anyone who's seen my photos, that was just something completely off the planet for me. Never done anything like it before. But that gave me such huge joy and happiness from a pleasure point and an enjoyment perspective.
Yes.
It was a very pleasurable event. I enjoyed it. But there's other days where I don't go out and do something radical like that. And there's, you know, there's a lot of days where I don't do radical like that. And I'm just satisfied with my life.
Yes.
And that is such a feeling of calmness. And that was the point, I think, of having gone through Life Book, and I did it the first time, and then I did it again, and I have done it since with Mastery, and I'm in membership, so I'm going through my fourth iteration.
Love it.
It's a little bit addictive, but it's not about being addictive. It's about actually saying, there's more I can do here. There's more I can do here. I can stretch myself that bit further. I can look for other ways to achieve that. Oh, what have I learned from somebody else? And that's where my enjoyment comes in and my satisfaction. I'm satisfied because I know that all of my categories, thanks to my emotional life, are constantly growing. Because I've got a control now of the emotional life. Everything from the past is gone. And I can't stress enough how freeing that is.
Yeah. No, it must be incredibly freeing. That's absolutely right. Heidi, you're an inspiration to the Life Book community for how diligent you are and how well you're using all of these tools, and you engage in the community and you post your miles and all this different stuff. I love seeing what you're doing, and I want to make sure that everyone gives you your proper support for A Mixture of Feelings, your new book.
Thank you. Well, it comes back to my goal, which is learn, grow, flourish. Everybody, all of you.
Absolutely love it. Now give out your website before we go.
My website is amixtureoffeelings.com.
Just that simple.
And I'm contactable through Heidi, which is H-E-I-D-I, at amixtureoffeelings.com for email.
A Mixture of Feelings. Get it today. Find it on Amazon. Find it on Heidi's website. Thank you all so much for supporting us and listening and supporting Heidi. Heidi, this was a lovely interview. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to speak with me. I look forward to chatting with you in the group and seeing you flourish and succeed with your book.
Hopefully people will read your Breastborn Desire.
Of course. My pleasure. My pleasure, Heidi. Everyone out there listening, thank you so much. This is Jordan River and Heidi Tyler signing off, wishing you an extraordinary day. We'll see you next time on the Life Book Member Podcast.